Welcome in. This is Chris Temple, editor and publisher of the National Investor, and I'm joined today on Monday, August the 13th, by Des O'Kell. He is the Executive Vice President of Enterprise Group, one of our featured opportunity companies, and also by Matt Potter, who has worked for several years for Enterprise in their information technology and corporate development. Thanks for joining me today, guys.
You betcha. Thank you.
Well, what I promised a while ago, in fact, Des, last you and I spoke and we recorded an interview on the operations and the industry outlook for the energy industry and what Enterprise does, I promised we were going to do this, and finally today I'm keeping that promise because I wanted focus on a press release that you guys put out back at the end of April where you spoke of the way in which you're able to control costs, increase revenues, help out your customers, oftentimes in the very inhospitable winter environment up in northern Canada, northwestern Canada, by what you call Star Chain. Now, I have to admit, and I'm sure I'm not the only one, that the first time I saw that, I say, wow, everybody is jumping on the blockchain bandwagon. Everybody's more efficient doing this and that. But you and I had a conversation back in June where you started explaining this to me, and it really opened my eyes to kind of demystify. I mean, we can even see ads on television, at least here in the States, from IBM, and they track a diamond, they track a tomato from where it starts to where the customer gets it, and talk about how all this operates through the blockchain. And maybe that's technically true, but I think that there's a simpler and easier way to understand the way in which industry in very many ways just has greater efficiencies. Now, Len, you, or Des, I'm sorry, I'm conflating there. You said that you and Len Jarizek, who's the head of Enterprise, were at a little conference recently. Share that anecdote with me as far as you trying to get your head around blockchain.
Yeah, it was a conference put on by one of the largest independent dealers, broker dealers up here in Canada, and they had a day where they brought in a great deal of expertise in the blockchain world, held a full day of conferences, and I was quite a little bit disappointed, I guess, with the ability of the experts to explain blockchain. I think there was hundreds of people at this conference, and you know, everybody was watching people in the crowd, and they were looking around, and I think they were looking around to see if anybody was getting what blockchain is and the applications that were being talked about. I guess what I'm saying is the experts seem to be talking over everybody's heads, and I'm not sure that everybody understands the blockchain technology and some of the simple applications, how it'll help business and security and some other things that blockchain can give. In the end, a lot of people are walking around with a very, very low comprehension of what blockchain is.
Well, and sometimes, and you give a perfect example of how that happened at this conference, that sometimes we get lost in the mysticism of a term. Let's talk about what this means on the ground to Enterprise and to Enterprise's customers. Now, we all know that as technology has increased, there are better ways of doing things, there are more efficient ways of doing things. I just got done writing about one of my other companies that is looking at a newfangled mining method to excavate an open pit and do it for a fraction of the cost they would have been doing it otherwise. I mean, this is all around us today. It's ingenuity. So, Matt, I want to go to you because I think rather than the terms, and I would like you to just give us an overview of why what Enterprise is doing may not technically be blockchain, but how you have been able to introduce efficiencies and cost savings through the nuts and bolts of what Star Chain actually does.
Yeah, for sure. So, when I looked at everything going on in the industry, I saw a lot of confusion. And to me, a blockchain is just a distributed ledger. And there's been many, many initiatives that have risen from that, like blockchain, Bitcoin, that have taken advantage of a decentralized and distributed ledger. And so when I looked at that and I said, well, I think we can adopt blockchain and IoT technologies into the core of the oil field service industry. And the more that I looked at that, I saw that a distributed ledger gives a company a whole new way to tackle logistic and operational problems. And this goes back to your point, I think, about Microsoft tracking the tomato everywhere using a blockchain database. And so to me, all a blockchain is a really fancy, fast, efficient database that's distributed. So I looked at that and said, well, if we're going to adopt a blockchain technology into our business, we need first to build an infrastructure for that to take place. So we did some research into what was out there, what Microsoft is working on, things like the Intel Edison. These are new technologies that are arising that companies are starting to adopt and build an infrastructure of technology within their business. And so that was what we sought out to do in our development of StarChain, was like, let's give our pieces of equipment an ability to compute. Let's give them a microprocessor. Let's give them an infrastructure to handle a distributed ledger. And then after that, we'll develop all the functions that can go into our business to help fight these like logistical issues.
Okay, so Matt, what we're looking at basically, and you and Des and I, when we were talking offline earlier and just discussing this whole thing, a buddy of mine has a pool servicing business, and some of the equipment that he sells are controls for a pool where on his smartphone he could, he or his customer could be 20 miles away, but he's about ready to go home. He wants to get in that pool, and through that network he has that includes his pool and the appliances with it, he can set the chemical release, the temperature, the thermostat, the jets, whatever he wants, so that rather than worrying about doing this manually, when he gets home, boom, it's ready when he's there. That's something that we, in some contexts, have called the Internet of Things. That's also something that's growing. And again, without folks getting these terms, blockchain or Internet of Things, conflated, it's important to get our head around what this actually does. And so, Matt or Des, whichever one of you wants to take this, so what you're doing with StarChain is, on that order of what I'm describing with the pool and settings, but now you're integrating customers' computers, equipment, billing, the whole nine yards is within kind of like your own system within a system that maybe is what enterprises own, blockchain of, in a manner of speaking?
Yeah, so like the pool application that you're describing, it's a centralized solution. So it's a centralized technology because you have access to control your pool. What we're doing here is we're giving our equipment the ability to compute, the variables like you're talking, whether it's heating a pool or turning on our equipment or turning on lights on our equipment. We're giving our equipment that ability while connecting it to a decentralized database that talks to each other that then reports back to us what is happening. So In your pool situation, you have a couple sensors, and you have your temperature, you might have your chlorine levels. All those sensors will need a database to communicate that information. But if we do it in a decentralized, distributed way, it's going to be a lot faster, and we'll be able to handle a lot more data in a shorter time span. And that's where you're seeing a lot of companies emerge with this solution. Like, a couple of years ago, there's a company, Belkin, who produces these WeMo switches where you can control your light bulb from over the internet. And that's an IoT solution, but you have to use WeMo's technology or Belkin's technology to do that, right? So in essence, we're building a similar system, but we're giving our equipment individual ledgers of all the information that's going on so they can compute what is happening.
I mean, ultimately, what we're doing is giving the client no different than in the pool situation, where all the functionality can happen, obviously, remotely, and that is the key to the client and how he is going to benefit from that. Much of our gear, power generation, the lighting, all that is run on fuel, and obviously, we've got the ability now to schedule systems and lighting and electrical systems on site in very, very frontier areas, and be able to give that control to the client, which is no doubt a big fuel saving item. The clients definitely like that. But obviously the scheduling, the efficiency, further than that, the asset protection that Enterprise gets from this is that any failures that's happening on site that might be 2 hours away from one of our locations, we're getting that notification quickly. So we can respond in a way where we can switch out the piece of gear or get a technician on site to do the quick repair and so forth. So there's a myriad of benefits to both Enterprise in cost savings and asset protection, and as well functionality to the site superintendent who's operating the site.
Well, and you were bringing that point home to me when we were talking off mic earlier, Des, and talking about how, yes, on the surface, this obviously, if this is giving Enterprise a competitive advantage, you're a more efficient vendor of the equipment and related services that you have, so it's the reason why you've got more and more people doing business with you. But you're really driving home to me again today the way in which this is really of great benefit to the client. For example, you know, talk about how even running the lights off of a generator in the winter, what that means in you know, just being able to do things in an easy fashion and without burning fuel 24 hours a day.
Yeah, well, you know, we are operating up in northern frontier areas in Canada here, and one of the things that you can assure yourself during the 3-4 months of winter is we have very little daylight this far north. You at the minimum you get 6.5-7 hours of daylight, and so generally all your lighting on these sites are operating 24/7. This allows the client to control when you don't need the lighting on, and of course the amount of diesel fuel that these units consume, it's a meaningful dollar amount for them to be able to schedule or manually turn on and off the units from their remote office trailer and so forth. So these kind of these are the simplistic benefits that the client will see from a further overhead view: the asset protection, the response time for failures and so forth. And then of course further on, like we were discussing and Matt was explaining, further on the computational power inside of the units, we will eventually be able to have these units actually bill themselves to the client directly from the unit, which is we'll probably save that conversation for the next interview. Because that's in further development.
Well, that's neat. And guys, I know that my understanding has been enlightened, and I think more so because we're able to get our heads around exactly what is being accomplished for both the client and for Enterprise as far as efficiency, cost savings, communication, and all the rest, without necessarily getting lost in all of the technology and nuances behind it. Folks, for those of you who are listening today, check out Enterprise's website, which you should do anyway. This is a great rebound story, as I talked in my last interview with Des. Enterprise shares are more than double off their lows at the bottom of the energy bear market, but still are selling for much less than half of their book value. So check out their website, Enterprise GRP. So group abbreviated, enterprisegrp.ca. And if you look at the news, the Star Chain announcement was April 25th. If you want to be more of a geek in the whole thing, really, than I am, and look at the description of what Star Chain is and the foundation of it and so forth, it's fascinating stuff. And also go to my website, nationalinvestor.com. Click on Featured Opportunities, where I have some past pieces and our more recent interviews with Des, which we'll be adding to again in the very near future. So Des, Matt, thank you so much for joining me today. Matt, is there any important ingredient here that we've missed for now?
No, I think that gives a general a consensus of what we're doing. We could go into a lot more detail on how we're actually making this happen, and that's the part where you know, I'm specialized in, and we're uncovering problems daily, is just making this happen and giving it some giving it a lot of thought to make sure we thought through every detail. So yeah, feel free to next time we connect, we'll go into more detail about its development and where we're at.
Well, we definitely will. And folks, it's really, really cool to have this neat little energy services company from Western Canada that is so innovative and really leading the charge in this kind of technology for the oil patch. Guys, thanks again.
Thank you.